Some of the best French movies of recent years, from Wild Reeds to The Dream Life of Angels, have been about the turmoil of being a young adult. A new one, Bad Company, continues in that tradition. Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times has this review.
American films can't seem to get teenagers right. Hollywood pictures simply pander to adolescent appetites. Independent efforts don't fare much better. They're often just sullen wallows in self-pity. The French, however, have a knack for seeing the turmoil of teen life for what it is, a setting with enormous potential for human drama. The assured new French film Bad Company is based on a true story. It shows in unblinking detail how far young people can be made to go for love. Director Jean-Pierre Amaury and screenwriter Alain Layac seem to understand how susceptible and disturbingly fluid a time of life this is. By keeping the tone of the film restrained and dispassionate, despite its title, the filmmakers don't make it immediately obvious who the bad company is. It's this absence of broadly drawn, contrived villains that makes this disturbing work more wrenching and even terrifying than it would otherwise be. At the center of Bad Company is Delphine. She's almost 15, the daughter of caring, well-off parents. Yet she is still susceptible to the disaffection that marks her age. She can't decide what to wear, can't bear to eat breakfast, and can't help feeling that she's not cool enough.
Je voulais juste te dire, j'ai trouvé ton devoir super.
Merci, mais c'est pas moi qui l'ai écrit. C'est ma sœur quand elle était en troisième.
Elle a quel âge, ta sœur?
Elle est morte.
On the first day of school, Delphine is irresistibly drawn to Olivia, the dreadlocked new girl with a what's-it-to-you attitude. Through Olivia, she meets and falls in love with the smoldering Laurent, a disaffected classmate desperate to earn money to move to Jamaica. Actually, falls in love is a mild term for the almost comatose, strung-out-on-hormone state Delphine enters. Bad Company is especially successful at recreating the frenzied intensity of adolescent passions. Through simple, unadorned filmmaking, the director and screenwriter remain level-headed while their characters go crazy. Slowly, horrifyingly, but perfectly believably, Delphine is in perilously over her head.
T'as peur. Je suis toujours avec toi.
Director Amaury has helped his young actors deliver outstanding performances. Everyone can see how much of a child Delphine still is in so many ways, but it's part of the sadness this excellent film evokes that there's no way she can see that herself. No way at all.
What am I doing here?
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.